I mean, honestly, what I'll do is I'll go through them all and I'll inventory them. I'll see if there's anything, you know, like any hidden diamonds in the group, you know, pull those out and sell them or something like that, you know. You know, every once in a while you run into that unobtainium one. But for the most part, I'll just put the list out there and say, hey, anybody needs anything, you know, let me know. It's yours, kind of an affair. So I did that before with a bunch of tubes I had, and what I had is a bunch of vultures coming in. They'd pick through all the really good, you know, the real good Amprix stuff and everything, the costly ones. And they were just looking to stock up and, you know, make money off my generosity. So I got kind of pissed off about that and pulled them all. And this is way back, back in the 90s. Look, I'm giving these things away, you know, but, you know, they're not for you to just turn a buck on. They're to give to the community that wants them. So I'll just make sure there's no, you know, real diamonds in the rough there and set those off to the side and then make them available.
You know, where do you even go to these days if you wanted to test them? Remember when drugstores used to always have a tube testing machine, but I can't even think of that place. Maybe, I don't know, does Able Electronics have a tester?